You are worthy, O Lord, of all glory, of all honor, and all praise. Yes. And you search those who worship you in truth and spirit. Yes, there's been another place laid for you tonight. A place to step into a deeper area. A place of refreshing. Fresh drink from the Father. For the angels that have come into this room have brought the fresh presence from the glory of God. Oh, yes. Yes. We seek nothing but you, Master. We do not seek your hand. We seek your face. We do not seek your provision. We seek your presence. You, Master. You. It's all about you. We beseech you tonight, Master, to forgive us for the things we've done that offended you. Of thought, word, and deed. Of rebellion. Selfishness, greed, the will of the flesh, the will of the soul. Have mercy upon us, Master. Have mercy upon us. Let your grace abound, washing us with the blood, purging us with your presence, filling us with fresh oil that these candles can continue to offer praise to you. For you who are the light of all things, has expressed yourself through your children that they may be the light of the world also. We are nothing without you, Master. We have tried and failed. But we look tonight to you. Open eyes, open ears, and open hearts to see you, hear you, and receive what you have. Set a solid foundation for each and every one in this room tonight. Convict, restore, heal, deliver, and free your people in your presence. For it is your presence that we look for. You, Master. We call on the name above all names, Jesus. Who answer us and show us great and mighty things, who does far above all we could ever ask or think. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you. And we thank you for truth, for the price of Jesus, for the seal of the Spirit, for the angels that bear us up and for putting up with us. Thank you. Thank you. For a way of escape, for a way home. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please teach us tonight, Lord. For you are the master teacher. Take your rightful place here, Holy Spirit. For it is you who has brought us here. It is you who've arranged everything. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. And we ask for your forgiveness, Holy Spirit, in any area where we have grieved you. So please, take your rightful place. Continue to bring us to the throne room of our Father and establish the image, likeness, and character of Christ in us, that we may be more like you, Master. Establish the mind of Christ, the will of Christ, the heart, and the desires of Christ. Not looking back, but continuing to go forward in your image likeness and in your love and power. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen. Man, can you feel the presence of God here? Amen. If you can't, there's something wrong with you. I don't want to be belligerent, but you're demonized if you can. Something right with you, man. Whew. Glory to God. How's everybody? I'm highly intoxicated. Amen, brother. Stay that way. Nothing worse than a straight Christian. Amen. We're all supposed to be drunk in the spirit, right? You know, we've been talking about last days. And I think the one last time we spoke, we talked about how God was going to do some powerful things. And I mean, getting ready to pour out even more. And one of the things which is so important is about being positioned. You know, people wonder why nothing's happening with them. It's because if you ain't in position, ain't nothing coming to you. Now, the Bible says that the Lord reigns on the wicked and the righteous, and that's just for an area of provision so that you can survive. I mean, even when I was out there addicted and all messed up, there were places I can go get a lunch or whatever, and hoses out of people's homes so I can take a shower. But positioning is essential, because in positioning there's a flow that comes. You know, water always flows to the least resistant, doesn't it? And so does the anointing. The less you resist, the more comes. The more you resist, you don't get nothing. And you look around at everybody else going, those people are strange. Yes, because they just drank from the eternal river of life. And there is a difference. And one of the things that the enemy doesn't want you to do is to be able to receive and get in position so you can drink of life. It's not a life that sustains you in this realm. It's a life that sustains you in the eternal realm. And in this, in these last days, it is so important about being positioned in the area, especially denying yourself. And one of the things that the enemy does in every area is he sets trends. He sets traps. He sets fears and circumstances. Anything that he can do to prevent you from getting in position so the flow can't come to you. How many of y'all know that if a river will flow more than what rain will bring? One of the things that the enemy hates for an individual to do is to worship God. Because worshiping God gets you in position. And by worshiping God, something else begins to happen in every area because that flow begins to come. So you may go from rain and then flow. And that flood comes. And man, you just change. Your heart changes. You begin to change. And there's an impartation that your peanut brain can't get yet. But that's okay. Because the Holy Spirit will bring it when it's time. Would you turn to Psalm 102 for a moment? Psalm 102. Thank you, Master. And in verse 12. Is everybody there? Would you read it with me starting at verse 12? But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. You shall arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute, and shall not despise their prayer. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. And I want you to know that you are that generation. For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven the Lord viewed the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. When the peoples are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. Again, I want you to know that we are the generation that was created to praise him. We are that generation. Now, I want you to also know that there is a doctrine that goes out to prevent individuals from praising God. In these last days, and some of the things that we've talked about last days, and I think this is our third teaching on last days. In the last days, there's going to be an increase of false doctrine. And this doctrine that is increasing is to come to discourage, prevent, or mislead pure worship to reach the King. I'm going to say that again. It is a doctrine that comes to discourage, prevent, or mislead pure worship to reach the King. It is called cosmetic religion. Now we know that the enemy speaks in doctrines in all sorts of areas. But I want you to know that in the last days there's going to be more and more increasing of doctrine. So if there's going to be more and more increasing of doctrine, that means that there's going to be more and more increasing of doctrine in the secular arena. Are you with me? So there's going to be more. The Bible tells us, and Daniel said that the knowledge would increase in the latter days. That knowledge that's going to increase in the world is promoting a false doctrine. Are you with me? So you're going to see and hear more and more false doctrine come about. And one of the things it tries to do is prevent the worship to the true Creator and promote worship to creation. I want to share something with you. You know, I was afflicted on a Wednesday, and we had a golf fundraiser Saturday morning, and I messed my back up, and I'm thinking, man, and I know, you know, I usually bring it on myself because of not enough rest and whatever, but anyways. I'm an individual that will go until you drop and get rest and then get up again and go until you drop and then get up again and so forth. And in this Friday night, while I was sleeping, I was brought into a dream. And in the spirit, I walked into this huge room. It was like a mansion. And on the walls was books like a library, and there was a huge desk there, and I mean, it was beautiful, all wood, beautiful. I mean, this thing was gorgeous. And my wife was standing about where she is right now, about 10, 15 feet away, and I came in praising God. And I was just praising God and worshiping the Lord, and I was thinking to myself, man, that sounds good. In other words, I mean, I actually sounded good. And I was looking at my wife. So I just kept praising and worshiping God. And it was sounding better. And as I continued to praise and worship the Lord, I slid on my knees. And my hands were in the air in this room. And my wife was standing over. And I'm looking at her going, man, I don't get, you know, like, man, this is awesome. Do you hear that? You know, and as I'm praising and worshiping the Lord, and I'm just praising, all of a sudden, this circular cloud begins to appear, and it's rolling, and it's rolling. And in the circle, all the natural realm disappeared. But outside of the circle was the ceiling of this room. But in this circle, and the more I praised and worshiped, the more this circle was expanding and getting deeper and deeper. And I'm telling you, it was rolling clouds, and it was like gray clouds and bluish, and it then almost like I was waiting for lightning to start coming out of it. And then my voice changed again and went deeper. I mean, and I was brought into such a deep worship that I've never known before in my life. And in this, there was penetration through the natural realm all the way up. And I knew that as long as I kept going and going, I was going to touch the throne room. And I woke up. And when I woke up, I heard a song of deliverance. And I played golf that day. Hello. Again, I want to share with you the area where you have no idea when you're worshiping God what's going on. And the false doctrines that are going out right now are trying to prevent individuals from worshiping the Lord. Because it's up to me and you to open the heavens. Not up to God. He gave us everything to open the heavens. And people grumble and complain and wonder why this, that, and whatever. Well, get the heavens open over you. And you'll find things begin to come out. Is everybody okay? Man, I was blown away. I mean, I can still see it. And I mean, it was so intense. I thought, whoa, I never sounded so good in my life. Hallelujah. Turn to Matthew 15. You know, one of the things that we're seeing more of in this false doctrine is more musical entertainment in every form. Everything is art now. Everything they call art. Oh, he's an artist. Or she's an artist. Oh, really? They even got a horse that's an artist now. And they're getting $2,500 every one it paints. I'm like, oh my God. I saw it on TV. They got this horse, they put a paintbrush in its mouth and it does this and... An artist! I'm telling you, the world is getting more nutty than ever. And I saw its paintings. And now I gotta tell you something. They get grants for those paintings. The government gives them grants. Lots of money to the artists. Maybe I ought to put one on my toe and I'll praise God and let it paint, you know. I ought to get at least $1 million for it. It's nuts. But there's more and more what they call talent being established by the world because of false doctrine. Now I want you to understand that false doctrine comes out of everything. It'll come out of your TV tube. It comes out of music. It comes out of books. It comes out of the media. Comes out of your government. It even comes out of some churches. See, it's our responsibility to know the true doctrine. And you won't know the true doctrine without the Holy Spirit. In verse chapter 15 and verse 1, would you read it with me, please? Then the scribes and the Pharisees, oh, there's a bunch of those around now. We thought they were dead then, forget it. Those are spirits now. Spirits of Pharisees, Sadducees, and we know Pharaoh. And the scribes and the Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." And he answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God,' then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as the doctrines the commandments of men.'" That is false doctrine. Has everybody got it? It is false doctrine. When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, "Hear and understand, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man." Then his disciples and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone, they are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into the ditch." And we see this false doctrine, these traditions of men, this cosmetic religion, and worship in vain. This doctrine is an area where it's men pleasers instead of God pleasers. Does everybody understand that? You know, some people are afraid of speaking the truth in fear of losing people in their church. Well, that fear is established by a false doctrine. Does everybody understand why? The Bible says, "Blesses a man who trusts in the Lord and curses a man who trusts in man." In other words, in man's ability, in the carnal arena. This doctrine has been an area of man pleasing man. In other words, it's man's agenda against God's agenda. Are you with me? The other day I found myself praying. In fact, I woke up and immediately the Lord was sharing me about this false doctrine. And he said, "This false doctrine is the will of Satan." I thought, wow. And he showed me spirits that carry the will of Satan. And he said, "Bind those spirits. Bind the will of Satan. Bind the will of Satan. Bind the will of Satan." I found myself binding the will of Satan. And I encourage you to start binding the will of Satan. Is everybody okay? Because it's associated with false doctrine. Why? Because the Bible says that he's a liar and a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He has a will and he uses spirits to do his will. And they are carrying his will. Just like you and I are carrying the will of God, aren't we? So your fight is against the will of Satan, isn't it? See, they're trying to prevent you from doing the will of God. And we're going to start preventing Satan from doing the will of Satan. Do you understand that? And it's a place and time right now because there is more false doctrine going out than ever promoting the will of Satan and trying to disqualify the will of God. The area of money. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. Man, have you ever seen any of these people go on TV and become idiots for a dollar? I mean, come on, they'll eat worms, snails, anything. I mean, crazy stuff, man. All kinds of things people are doing to be challenged so they can get paid. Why? False doctrine. Promoting the will of Satan. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Let's go to 2 John, verse 7. You are not only seeing it increase, but it's going to continue to increase. 2 John, verse 7. Would you read it with me? 2 John, verse 7. Many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not what? Confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and a what? Antichrist. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we work for, but that we may receive a full reward. Well, how are you going to lose them? False doctrine. Amen. What's Satan's greatest weapon? Deception. And his power is fear. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. Wow. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Are you listening? Man, we've had some people knock on our door. Hi. Do you know that the end is near? Yes. So is yours. And they want to tell me about the name of God. I'm telling you, one day I was waiting for them to come. And I had about 3 sheets of full teaching. So I walked out there. I started praying in the Holy Ghost. And pew, they were gone. I said, man, I don't, you guys want to pray? The only thing I saw was the bottom of their feet. So I chased them down the street. And I put a teaching in their hand. I said, learn this. And it was about the name that's above all names. False doctrine. Cosmetic religion. Having a form of godliness. Come on, we see it all over. People go to church thinking by going to church they're saved. Man, if you don't do it on a Saturday, you're a dead man. Hello. False doctrine. Now, Jesus said that there's some things that we have to put up with. And there are things that we're to put up with. Because there are people who are deceived by the spirit of error in the area, but they still love the Lord and are saved. They may not believe in casting out devils. They may not believe in moving in the gifts of the Spirit. And they may believe that you got to go to church on Sunday. But the bottom line is a personal relationship with Jesus. That is the bottom line. So there are certain things that we have to put up with. Do I believe that that's a spirit of error? Yes, I do. Do I believe it's a false doctrine? Yes, I do. Because if we all had the right doctrine and one doctrine, it would be delivered by one spirit, there would be a lot more unity. In fact, we wouldn't have denominations. And we'd all be considered ourselves as Christians and not whatever else. So in that, it's tried to bring division all the time. But there are certain things that we just got to put up with. Are you listening? Because there's still brothers and sisters. We're not to condemn anyone. But hopefully, they'll become jealous of what you have and want what you got. Hello. It's the same thing with the Jews are going to happen, right? The Bible says that the Gentiles will bring jealousy to the Jews and want what you have and hope they'll be saved and delivered. So in this, we must be careful of what we agree with in doctrine, especially false doctrine, because we do not want to come in agreement with the will of Satan, do we? It will cause havoc in your life. And you know, even as a believer, and you can be spirit-filled, you can still come in agreement with some kind of fable or something. I mean, I've heard all kinds of goofy things. And it could be the false doctrine and the will of Satan, and the next thing you know, you're struggling. It's because you came in agreement with something you shouldn't have, a false doctrine. That's why we have a teaching called Who Told You That? So don't be deceived with worldly doctrine, which is actually the will of Satan. That's how he gets his will, by false doctrine. He carries out his will through spirits in false doctrine. The Bible says that many will fall from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits in the last days and doctrines of demons. So we must be careful of what we hear, what we agree with. That's why it's important to abide in the Spirit and be led by Him to understand His Word. In Romans 16, would you go there? You know, to me, it's gagging when I see individuals proclaim to be reverends and all kinds of stuff, and yet they promote abortion. That is definitely the will of Satan. There are certain things that I am concerned about. There are individuals that are now falling from the faith and now preaching that there's no hell. Those things concern me because they're preaching false doctrine, the will of Satan, and somebody else is going to agree with them. And then it becomes the blind leading the blind. This whole ordeal of the baptism of the Spirit and the tongues and all the other gifts of the Spirit was done away with when the apostles were done away with is a doctrine that was supplied by Satan and got and infiltrated the body of Christ and has been passed down for generations now. And it still causes division. It still causes a problem. Are you with me? And it still causes bondage to many people. We've had many people who've come to, and I'm not boasting anything about here. I'm boasting truth because He's the truth. I'm boasting the Spirit of the living God who is truth. I've had many people who've come and said that their church has been praying for them for 5 years. I said, great, did they ever cast the devil out of you? They said, no. Well, no wonder why you're still addicted. Have you ever broken curses off of your life? Well, no. But they've been praying for me. Well, praise God. Their prayers got them to you, so you get to the right place then. But understand that that should be every part of a believer. The Bible says, those who believe and follow me, in my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They will lay hands on the sick. That's for every believer, not just a few chosen. But there's too many frozen. And that's what the devil does. He freezes an individual so that they're saved. They're done. That's it. I'm saved. I made it. Yeah. Now I can go out and fornicate. No. Look at the doctrine of once saved, always saved. And how much blood are on individuals that preach that. Yeah, man, just receive Jesus, you'll always be saved. No problem. How much blood is on the individuals that have preached that? From a false doctrine, because it's Satan's will to deceive. So there are many people who are out there thinking that they're saved while they're fornicating, breaking covenant and thinking they're okay, and dying and waking up in hell and wanting to come back and tell people what they've heard was wrong. We have a tremendous responsibility, for much is given, much is required. We have much truth. In Romans 16 and verse 17, would you read it with me? Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. Hello. For those who are such do not serve the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all, therefore I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And a God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. So I want you to understand that he's talking about those who have either walked away from the doctrine Amen. Who once were walking with the Lord or whatever and walked away from the true doctrine and picked up a false doctrine. But he now explains that towards the end of that scripture, he says, and God will soon crush Satan. Why? Because that doctrine came from Satan. It is the will of Satan to prevent you from obeying God. And in this, from knowing the truth. It is his will. Why? Because truth sets you free, doesn't it? Practicing the truth sets you free. You may know the truth, but until you start practicing it, something changes. Is everybody okay? It is a doctrine from Satan. It is called secularism. Everyone say secularism. Secularism, it is worldly. It is not sacred or holy. It is unconsecrated. And it defiles truth. It is worldly and not sacred or holy. It is unconsecrated and it defiles truth. And how does it defile truth? With counterfeit imitations. Counterfeit imitations. And it produces a society that worships creation instead of creator. They're called environmentalists, some of them. Save the 2-inch worm. And dry up the valley in California that feeds 38 million people. Unless, who cares? They can starve to death. I mean, there are people out there, they want an animal to be represented by an attorney. Serious. These are part of this administration that we're associated with right now under the false doctrine. And in this, there is that arena again of worship creation instead of creator. Oh, hallelujah. It defiles truth with counterfeit imitations, producing a society that worships creation instead of the creator, even to a place where they denying that there is a creator. You can talk to some of these mad scientists that are out there that know about splitting atoms, but once you start asking them where the atom came from, they're done.
Well, it just popped out of nowhere. Oh, really?
So did you. It's called false doctrine. Freud, false doctrine. Think about all of these things. Can you imagine that you came from a monkey?
Hold on, I'm going to go feed my grandmother. Where's she at? California Zoo.
Hello. I mean, think about that. That we came from an animal, that we evolved. That's all I need to do is read the Bible and get the right doctrine. We came from Adam and Eve. God created us. Think about all of these. Look at the medical situation. Come on, we can go on forever. I can stay here for a month and tell you about false doctrines and Satan's will. People medicated, mental medicated. Of course, they don't tell you that the side effect is suicide. And you're depressed. Take this. Well, there could be vomiting, dry mouth, headaches, dizziness. You could grow another foot. You may choose to hang yourself in your own closet. You know, I mean, this is false doctrine. And it's being portrayed more and more. I mean, come on, every other commercial on TV is... I don't want to go to all of them, but they're not good. They're all promoting false doctrine. Satan's will. Take this and you'll be okay. Take this and you'll be okay. Take this and she'll be okay. Sorry. all of this false doctrine. And then they have the commercials with those, and the girls doesn't even have a wedding ring on. Didn't anybody ever tell them you can pray for all of that? Go to 2 Timothy 4 right away. Sure got hot in here, didn't it? Okay, verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. Aren't you glad we're not religious? Read it with me. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word. In other words, preach true doctrine. Be ready in season and out. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And that's here right now. People are still thinking, well, I know the Lord. See, one of the things to maintain new is to be filled with new. Are you listening? One of the things that cause people to backslide is they stop getting filled with new. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desire, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of a what? Evangelist. What's an evangelist do? Go out and preach this true doctrine. Fulfill your ministry. Everyone in this room is an evangelist. Why? You're an evangelist no matter where you go. No matter what you do. You are carrying the truth. You are now the written epistle. You must be ready in season and out to declare the truth. Do you know that there are many believers who do not believe that Satan exists? Many. So you really can't call him a believer, can you? Because if you don't believe in Satan, hello, you don't believe that there's the powers of darkness in Satan's kingdom, how could you believe in God? So in this, they don't even believe that there is a satanic forces or Satan's kingdom globally attacking. I've talked to many people. God opens the door for all kinds of places, and when I'm going into these places, I'm always waiting to find out what I'm supposed to do. You know, whether it be dry cleaners where they got Buddha trying to drink coffee, or other places where, you know, they don't know anything. Yeah, I went into a dry cleaner's, and a woman come. She said, I'll be right with you. She's carrying two cups of coffee, little ones. And she comes around the counter and puts them in front of the statue. It's Buddha. And I looked at her. I said, what are you doing? She goes, I'm giving Buddha coffee. I said, well, he didn't drink the ones you left him yesterday. And she looked at me and go, ha, ha, ha. I said, man, it's a demon. I thought about it. Oh, my God, I'm leaving my clothes with her. Oh, man. I said, Lord, please protect my clothes that I'm leaving with this person. Then I went in to see her again to pick him up. I said, man, he still ain't drank the coffee. False doctrine. Anything to move an individual from the will of God. Everybody okay? Praise God. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. So we're going to see more and more and more false doctrine, or what I want to say, more secularism, which is worldliness, which is lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life, be more and more promoted. In an extreme. You know, If you go turn on the TV, no matter what you, even, you know, you can watch the Animal Channel or whatever and turn the station to the football game or whatever. And in between anything, man, there's somebody swearing. I mean, even on the news, they're showing body parts and they're promoting, I mean, they got ex-rock stars and movie stars that are interviewing people they're going to lay with that night. I'm like, this is nuts. This is nuts. That is false. And the whole thing is the media promotes it. The media promotes it. The government allows it. The one that's supposed to censor and protect you and your children. The one that a while ago put on cigarettes, it's harmful to your life. Well, how stupid. Take it off the market. I mean, you might as well put grenades in the slot machines. I mean, in the vending machines. Because it's going to catch up with you. The false doctrine, you know, look at, do you ever see, they have all of these beer and alcohol commercials, and everybody's, oh, man, you know, having a great time, you know, and then they, at the end of it, they say, make sure that somebody drives you home, or drive home, or drive smart, and, you know. But they don't show the other part. They don't show that person is addicted, alcoholic, doesn't feed his family anymore, ends up homeless, ends up in jail, attorney costs. See, these are all false doctrines. They promote a sense of happy. Be happy. And in this, people are dying left and right. People are becoming captive of Satan's will. We can no longer look at this as a joke or look at this as, oh well. No, we must look at it and begin to bind the will of Satan. We must begin to hit it hard and stop this. Because you and I are losing brothers and sisters to the will of Satan. They are walking away from the will of God for a one-night stand, for one hit, for a drink, for money, for fame, whatever it may be. Why? Associated with Satan's doctrine, his will. False doctrine. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. In verse 3, 1 Timothy chapter 1, would you read it with me? I urge you, when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from a sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm. But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, for the ungodly, for the sinners, for the unholy, the profane, the murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Secular doctrine. False doctrine. Look what the kids are learning in school. I'm telling you, it's getting hard in there more and more and more. It's promoting Satan's will. Listen, you can go into a school and read tarot cards, read a horoscope, but you can't talk about Jesus. You can worship Buddha, little fat jolly demon, who doesn't drink coffee. You can go in there and talk about astrology. Have somebody read the stars over your head and all kinds of other things, but you can't talk about Jesus. Why? Because they're promoting false doctrine more and more and more. They stopped prayer in school, didn't they? I mean, I remember when I was young, you went to public school, you still prayed. You did the Pledge of Allegiance and still prayed. Whether you said the Our Father or whatever, but you prayed to a God. That's no longer. All of these things are being removed. The Ten Commandments, anything promoting true doctrine is being replaced with false doctrine as much as possible in every area. You know? Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Man, you go to a psychiatrist, you're really messed up. You come out worse than when you went in. Ephesians chapter 4. Is everybody there? Why? Because the only thing they know how to fix people with is medicate them. So they figure if they can dumbify you, the spirits in you won't, you know, they won't have control over your flesh. See, the purpose for you to be medicated on psyche things, mental things, oppression and all of this other bipolar and every other mental illness is so that your flesh does not cooperate with the spirit. Because they don't know how to remove the spirit. So they figure, well, let's just stupefy the flesh so it doesn't know how to cooperate with the spirit. Then people walk around with zombies. I mean, when I was in the restaurant industry and pizzas and all kinds of stuff, and we used to deliver to the mental institutions, and I was in the world, man, I'd walk in there and couldn't wait to get out. I mean, these people looked strange to me then. And they used to come into our restaurant and so forth and sit down. I felt so sorry for them. That's all they wanted to do was smoke cigarettes. Some of them were eating them. They didn't know. I mean, you could sense that they were so gone. And I knew it wasn't them. I knew it had to be the medication. So what did they do? They dumbified the individual so they could not cooperate with the spirit. You know, a powerful man of God was in a mental institution. They had a cross in there and a crucifixion and Jesus on it. And on top of it, it was in Latin. But in Latin, it looked like Henry, the name Henry. He used to run around and say, "His name's not Henry. His name's not Henry." He used to walk around and everybody tell. He used to tell everybody, his name is Jesus. His name's not. Anyways, he ended up getting delivered and healed, and God visited him and freed him up, and he's a powerful man of God. But when I heard that testimony, I thought, wow, that's pretty wild. At least right then and there, he knew that his name was Jesus, not Henry. But everybody else thought his name was Henry in there. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. He himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And that word Christ means anointing. To the fullness of the anointing, the anointed one and his anointing. Why? Because without the anointing, you ain't gonna know truth. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried away by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speak the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint, supplies according to the effect of working, by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So God made way for us to learn, didn't he? So in every area, And I'm not going to go deep into this. Every area here is an area. These are offices of the body of Christ. And these offices are not something that you flip a coin, that you pull a lottery, or that you just choose someone. These are offices that are ordained. They're God's offices, not ours. Are you listening? So the Lord prepares an individual to fulfill the office. But so many times, just because somebody goes through cemetery school, what they call seminary school, they're automatically ordained. And then they put the individual in an office and they become a pastor or whatever, but they're not declaring true doctrine. Why? Because they've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, or they can only bring the body, that part of the body, so far. Are you listening? See, there's more than salvation, isn't there? There's deliverance and healing and so forth. So that's one of the areas the devil loves to do, so that the enemy can only use that individual to prevent the full will of God being manifested. Are you listening? And that's by true doctrine. Go to Daniel 7. You know, think about that and how that, look at the New Age movement that's out there. All of these kids that are dressing up gothy, you know, and whatever. Well, that's all satanic. Are you listening? I'm not going to let my kid dress up gothy. That is satanic. And it's the will of Satan. Why? Because it portrays where they dress up with all black and everything, right? And they, and all kinds of other strange things, you know. But it's promoting the enemy, isn't it? It's promoting Satan's will. Well, I'm a believer. Well, how could you be a believer when you're promoting Satan's will the way you dress? It's amazing. And how many, listen, I go to these bike shows and so forth, and you know, we put our bike in there, the Christ the King bike, and I see these beautiful bikes, and I walk up to them, and all of a sudden, and I'll be talking to someone, and yeah, how you doing? Yeah, whatever. And yeah, man, I'm a believer too. I go to this church, praise God. Well, where's your bike over here? The one with the skulls and the woman, naked women on it. I don't want nothing to jump off you on me. I shake the dust off. I don't even want to shake your hand. Something ain't right. How can you be a believer and promote Satan's doctrine? Skull and crossbones. Well, yeah, it's just, well, yeah, I'm a biker, though. Well, you're a biker for the wrong side. Are you listening? There are Christian bikers that promote Christ, not skull and crossbones. Man, I've seen them. I've gone to prisons and worshiped with them. But then I've seen some of them that are way out there, still smoking. Now, we know that smoking cigarettes isn't going to put you in hell, amen? But it's not a very good witness, is it? How can you say Jesus is your deliverer and healer and you're still smoking? Something ain't right. See, who the Son sets free is free indeed in every area, and just not partial. But I know that there's a process, isn't there? And God brings you through that process. But if you don't know the process, if you don't know the truth, you'll be bound. That's one of the things I saw when we were doing it, when we were involved. I thought, my God, all of these guys are smoking cigarettes. Hasn't anybody told them it's bondage? But they're claiming to be believers. Well, how can you be a believer and still cooperate with Satan's will? Daniel chapter 7. Anybody there yet? Good, I'm glad you're there. Daniel 7. In verse 21. And I saw, and I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints, and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came. And a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on the earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it in pieces. The ten horns are ten kings, who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall arise after them. He shall be different from the first ones, and shall subdue three kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Now, then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and a half. Now, I'm sharing this with you because this was a prophecy by Daniel that he saw what was going to be happening in his time and also things to come. And in this, I want you to understand that before the Antichrist or Satan comes into flesh, certain things are going to happen. The Bible tells us that the spirit of Antichrist is all over. And what does the spirit of Antichrist promote? False doctrine. He promotes Satan's will. And he says that what's going to happen is he's going to intend to change times and laws. And I want you to understand that he's here now, not the individual, but the spirit trying to change the Constitution. These are in the times that we are in. They're trying to change constitutional law. Do you understand that? Things that were written for the people. And now they're trying to change it for an agenda instead of for the people. Is everybody okay? Go to Daniel 8. And I'm just going to hit a couple of these things just to reference false doctrine and things that are happening right now. In Daniel 8 and verse 23. Now I want you to know that it talks about 10 horns. There's going to be 10 kingdoms that are going to arise. In fact, they're being established right now. In fact, you will find that the United States will now become a united kingdom soon. It will be with Mexico and Canada and United States. Those three countries will become one united kingdom. Is everybody okay? In Daniel 8:23, would you read it with me? In the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached their fullness, a king shall arise having fierce features, who understands sinister schemes. His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy fearfully and shall prosper and thrive. He shall destroy the mighty and also the holy people. Through his cunning, he shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule. In other words, there will be a false prosperity that will come. He shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human means. And the vision of the evenings and mornings which was told is true. Therefore seal up the vision, for it refers to many days in the future. And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick for days. Afterward, I arose and went about the king's business. I was astonished by the vision, but no one understood it. So we see here that there's going to be more false doctrine being released. And we see much right now. Sinister ways to produce false prosperity and control the system. He who controls the money controls the world. And it's the promotion of one world order through false doctrine, which is Satan's will. We're here right now. It's happening. Go to Revelation 13. Revelation 13. So this false doctrine, what we call Satan's will, is called secularism. There'll be more and more lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and pride of life released. to try to keep you in bondage and deceived to prevent you from fulfilling the true will of God. In Revelation 13, is everybody there? In verse 11, then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority. Now I want to say that it's again. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. In other words, he was imitating the Lamb of God. And he exercises all authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell on it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. And in Hebrew language, the letters are numbers. That every letter represents a number. And I'm not going to get into all of this right now. But I also want you to know that 666 represents man, so it'll be one world economy, one world government, and one world religion. In other words, what's going on right now, there'll be a false prosperity. Things are being crushed, aren't they? The banking system is being taken over. It's being under control. All kinds of things are beginning to happen. Listen, all of the things, that the trouble that we're in right now could be prevented, but it wasn't. It was put forth. They knew exactly what was coming. Everything was predestined, and you are alive right now to know the truth and to know Satan's will to rescue those who have been taken captive and who are in fear. Go to Revelation 14 and verse 6. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having an everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, sea and the springs of water. And another angel following, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all the nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength in the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image and receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, right blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. You know, it talks about a harlot on the bull in the book of Revelation. And that harlot is associated with religion, a false religion that people will follow. Is everybody okay? This false doctrine will lead many to the chambers of hell. Again, many don't even know that Satan exists and his kingdom is all over the earth. Go to Revelation 17. A couple more scriptures and we're done. But I want to get this in. Revelation 17, start at verse 1. Then one of the angels, seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication." In other words, they agreed with false doctrine and became blinded, deceived, drugged. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. And in that religion, it is a religion that beheads. You know, there's only one religion I know that does that, and it's called Muslim. And you think about it, especially with Satan's doctrine. In this, there's a form of godliness. You know, in this country, even though that there's American Muslims, one of the things they should be doing is speaking out against, I mean strongly speaking out against, what the terrorists are doing. And the reason they don't speak out against it is because they fear for their life. Because of Satan's doctrine, they're afraid that their own relatives will kill them if they speak out against it. That's supposed to be love. And they say they pray 4 to 5 times a day, but do you know what they pray? Death. Death. To the sinners. What they call sinners, they call infidels. Death to those who do not believe in our doctrine. Can you imagine? That's what they pray 4 to 5 times a day. Death to those who do not believe in our doctrine. While you and I are praying for their souls, they're praying death to all mankind. That is Satan's will. It is false doctrine, and it is increasing more and more. Most likely, that will be the one world religion. That will be the harlot. And she will drink the blood of many saints. Is everybody okay? 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11. False doctrine. Satan's will. Increase of secularism. That's their purpose. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 12. Is everybody there? Would you read it with me? But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing that if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Well, there's that form of godliness. There's this calm about an individual, but they're demonized because of Satan's doctrine. Is everybody okay? And I want to close it. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. In verse 20. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 20. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world. Why, though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, and do not handle, which all concerning things which perish with the using according to the commandments and the doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above and not on the things of the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is in all and in all. We are in perilous times. Things will have a form of getting better, but they will not. There'll be great delusion, deception, and more false doctrine being released in sway to prevent individuals from doing the will of God, to do the will of Satan. But God has already provided for us. He has already provided. I'm telling you, He will not forsake you. Even if you have no food, you pray, it will come. He will make a way that seems to be no way. We are not of the system. We are of an eternal system. The earth is not our provider. He is. It's important to stay in position so the flow continues. Amen. Be careful what you listen to, what you see, and what you come in agreement with. If you find yourself struggling, it's because you've come into agreement with something that's not God's will. And be ready to declare the truth, the true doctrine, and expose the false doctrine as the Spirit leads you. Father, we give you glory and honor and praise. We thank you for your word tonight. We ask for your forgiveness in any area where we have not spoken truth when needed to be, or have relied on our own strength and our own knowledge and not yours. Where we've come in agreement with false doctrine and lean to Satan's will instead of yours. Have mercy upon us. Let your grace abound and wash us from all filthiness of secularism, false doctrine, and Satan's will, that we may be pure in your sight, with a pure heart and a will to do your will. Lord, bless your people tonight. I apply the blood of Jesus on this seed that it be protected and grow and bear fruit for your glory, and that you would establish your kingdom, bringing unity in the body and revival to this country in the body of Christ. As we speak peace, protection, and favor to Jerusalem and Israel and your Jewish people, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Be blessed.